Jaja Susie. We love you, Jaja Susie. We love you, Jaja Susie, Jesus Christ.
Jaja Susie. Jesus, baby. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We just infatuate our great grand gratitude to you, Jesus. I love you so much. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to this earth. We love you, Jesus. So be it.
Jesus, baby. Jesus. Love, Jesus. Praise, Jesus. Gratitude to you, sweet, new, and everlasting covenant God. We adore you, blessed Savior, eternal light of Jesus Christ, eternal fires of love. We just feel you. We adore you. We worship you. We exalt you, Jesus. You're just too good to us, baby.
Jesus, baby, we love you. We love you, divine Holy Spirit. We love you. We praise you. Thank you for hanging out within our consciousness. Thank you for being within our body. Our physical body, our spiritual body. We thank you, Jesus, Holy Spirit, for recognizing that you are the King within us. You reign. You illuminate our bodies, mind, and spirit. You are the bomb. I love you, Jesus, baby.
Thank you, Jesus, baby. Thank you, great King of Gloria. Exaltation, eternal worship, eternal praise, eternal thanksgiving be unto you forever, Master, Master. Oh, Jah, Jay, Susie, Merry Christmas and Happy Resurrection. We adore you forever. Amen. In the righteous name of Jah, Jay, Susie, Christ. Master, Master. And we know that the Son of God is come, that we may have an understanding to know Jesus, that is true. And we are, and Jesus Christ, God's Son. And this Jesus Christ, God's Son, this is the true God and eternal life. 1 John 5:20. You know, sweetheart, on Good Friday, Happy Good Friday, and today is April 3rd, wonderful, glorious sunset. On the Good Friday season, when the Jesus assassination, I know you heard before that I spoke about the 72-hour period. Well, there's a grand revelation, and I'll spend just a little bit time on it, how that Jesus said, I did not 12 hours in the day, and in some days, like it was like morning and evening, from or like 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., one day, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., a second day, 12-hour interval. And the watch, people that stood watch, they stood 3-hour watches. So, the divine revelation is that in a 36-hour period equals 3 days. 6 hours, the first part of the day, 6 hours, the second part of the day. 6 hours, the second part of the day, and it went back to the 6 hours, the first part. It's like evening in the morning and the morning in the evening. Now, so that means that in the 12-hour period, the Lord Jesus Christ accomplished his mission. I prayed about that because I said, you know, I heard Dr. Rod Parsley on TBN, the church in Columbus, Ohio, from Harvest, what is it called? Harvest Church, I believe. I don't want to get it twisted. Harvest Church. Anyhow, in the Columbus, Ohio area, in the USI. And he said he had a divine revelation in Scripture, my brother, how that Jesus died on Good Friday and woke up on Sunday morning. And I said, wait a minute, my theology was always been the 3 days and the 3 nights of a 72-hour period. But you said you got to look what Jesus' time zone was. You got to see how they used it. And so the 12 hours, I said, that makes sense. Yeah, he says, thank you for the revelation. So he was assassinated at 12 noon on Good Friday, or Friday, which is considered Good Friday because of the great sacrifice. So he was assassinated on Good Friday, 12 noon, and that's when darkness covered the earth. Because when he was nailed to the cross, and you know, and he's not suffering or the sacrifice in the 3 hour period. And then when 3 o'clock p.m. came, and then as the darkness has already covered the, the earth, or at least in the Israel area, from 12 noon to 3 p.m. And the 3 p.m. constitute the evening watch or the evening hour. And so at that timing, at the 3 o'clock p.m., then Jesus said, "Telestai," which is by interpretation, which means it is finished. And once it was finished, that's when the earth shook. Tsunami took place, a rock and roll concert rocked the earth. And when Jesus Christ's blood was spilled, they stabbed them in the side, and then they stabbed them in the heart, and the Sacred Heart, and the blood came streaming down, and the Bible says out came water and blood from Jesus Christ. When that happened, immediately, Jesus Christ went to work in another realm. He became the planetary Christ, zoomed with the cosmic Christ energy, and the dead were raised. Many people that lost their bodies way back in B.C. times, that particular time, it went from B.C. to I.D., or Abdominal Domini, after the death of our Lord Jesus Christ of the new age of consummation and fire. So after that bloodshed, immediately Jesus Christ zoomed around the planet. Jesus Christ went to the realms of hell, and he was doing teachings, ministering, delivering sinners from hell, and the saints, and many of them that slept in purgatory in the holding tank area, in paradise, they were raised from the dead. Their bodies returned to them. Look at that, my brother. It didn't happen on Easter Sunday. It happened on the death of Jesus on Good Friday.
You got that right.
You look at that power. You see, that is so much power. And a lot of people don't recognize that. But if you look in the 27th chapter, the 26th chapter of St. Matthew, it gives the skinny on the baby. It gives you the headline news. Grander than CNN, ABC, NBC, and SBN, and TBN, and Daystar, and everybody, even Son of God University. We follow Jesus Christ. We follow the skinny from the Lord Jesus Christ of glory. So you see, sweethearts, this is the glorious Good Friday story, how that when Jesus Christ immediately, after the blood was shed, before his body was taken off the cross, before he was laid in the tomb, and we stood watch with it over him, it's like he rose, his power, his spirit went to those different realms of Hades, Hell, Sheol, Gehenna, Tartarus, and all the different lakes of torment, and people were delivered. Satan was tripping out. That nigga was tripping. And Lucifer, what's that other one, Beelzebub, he was tripping out like, whoa, I ain't got no boobs. Oh, man, I'm Beelzebub with no boobs. And this Jesus came, why have you come down to this realm? Had we known you was the Lord of glory, we would not have brought you to our realm. What they didn't realize, some devils didn't know, it had to be. Because that was the plan of Jesus Christ, his divine destiny, when he cried and praised Jesus, his father, Jehovah, and said, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, my sweet Lord, my sweet God, or Elohe, Elohe, lama sabachthani, oh, my glorious God, my glorious sweet Lord, Elohe, for this purpose was I sent. This is my destiny. You see, Jesus Christ's divine sacrifice on the cross was a supreme, ultimate sacrifice, and the light of Christ approved. Do we approve, my brother?
You bet we approve. We have no choice to approve.
That's right, sweetheart. We definitely agree, approve, and flow with the flow. We flow with the Holy Ghost on every coast, greater than French toast and more nutritional than beef pot roast. The Lord of hosts, whom we love the most, the blessed Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ energy. So you see, blessed ones, this resurrection, the assassination and the resurrection, that was a three-day period that the scripture said, 3 days and three nights divided by the 12-hour period. Now, if you want to argue, go ahead. Make your die. We're not going to waste time on that, you see, because the good news, whether you believe it that way or whether you believe it from Good Wednesday, like I used to believe in the Great Saturday, it doesn't really matter. You know, you don't want to get stuck in the rut on the doctrine of the day and the night and the hours, but it's the scripture. Because I check it up, because when Ross Presley said, I look it up, and then I didn't look it up, but I pray to Jesus, and my mind can recollect what the scripture said. I said, he did say, are there not 2 hours in the day? And I say, and I heard, when I went to theology, my brother, they told me, oh, don't pray that no mind. Who in the earth are those earthworms that tell me, don't pray Jesus Christ of glory no mind? They must have been smoking some heavy Colorado USA blunt. or something. My brother, I don't know what they were doing. Or they might have went to John Boehner's house, my good friend in Ohio, and had a few drinks or something. But bless John Boehner. We love you, John Boehner. We thank you for your services that you've done as a House Speaker. But anywho, sweethearts, the Lord Jesus. This is all about the Lord Jesus Christ. As you can see, we are a non-religious movement. We are divinely spiritual. And we are gung-ho, divinely in love with Jesus Christ. And we are aiming for perfection. We believe in perfection because if you have the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ, you can attain perfection on planet Earth. Now, there's a lot of nick bites going around telling people, you can't be perfect until Jesus Christ comes. Crap. Bull crap. I'm not going to say bull crap too many times on the airway, but I just said it about at least bull crap, what, 3 times so far. I won't make it over 17 times on that phrase. Why? Because, sweethearts, open your heart. Open your mind. Break down your religious barrier and start worshiping Jesus. Learn to turn to the sun. You who say you believe in Annalise Skyren, you people from Youngtown, Ohio to Tokyo, Japan, you saints and wonderful speakers from Los Angeles, California to Montana to Florida, USA, you great ones from Birmingham, Alabama to Birmingham, England, and you from Newcastle, Pennsylvania to Newcastle, Washington. Wake up. You from Cleveland, Ohio to Cleveland, Mississippi to Cleveland, Tennessee. Wake up, saints. All the people on the planetary system. You want to overcome. You say you believe in the teachings and the direction of the Holy Spirit working through the great saint goddess Annalise Skyren. Well, if you believe in her and you believe in the teachings that's aligned with the Holy Scriptures, then you would worship the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not a hard thing to worship God's Son. Matter of fact, it's a command because God gave the command. And Annalise Skyren verified it in Volume 6, page 59, 58, and 60, 61, how that we are to worship Jesus of Nazareth, how we can progress. Do you know Jesus Christ is not just some lump sum walking around man? Jesus Christ is a living God. First chapter of St. John, first chapter of the book of Hebrews, it declares the true story. In the book of the epistles of St. John, it tells you, and God has gave a command that we believe on the name of his son, Jesus. And then we can love one another. The power of the name. The power of the Son of God. We told you yesterday, and we tell you today, and we'll tell you next time we come again on April 17, I believe. Whenever it is, but we're here now, April 3, that you must believe and have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is to be worshipped. The Lord Jesus Christ is to be prayed to. He is not a second-class nigbite. He is not a second-class citizen. He is a supreme first-class God. He is King Alpha, Lord Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, the great Amen. He is worthy to be prayed to. He is authorized to be prayed to. He is legal to talk directly to him. Some of you jackrabbits, you'd be saying, well, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'll take these neck bones and I'll do this and I'll do that, Lord. Okay, Lordy, Lordy. You know, you got to wake up, sweethearts. You got to wake up. You got to realize that the Son of God, remember, 1 John 5:20, and we have come to, and we know that we have come to an understanding to know Jesus, that is true. And we are inside of Jesus Christ, that is true. Even God's Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God in eternal life. This is a quote from the Glory to Jesus version. You see, Jesus' name is to be exalted. You people are out there keep worshiping a he and a him. Like Michael Jackson, I didn't do it that good that time. But anyhow, you see what I'm saying. They worship a he and a him God. You know, him, he, who, like who? Let's talk about the who. You see, like, what's the name? What's the name? You know, you say you're a Christian. You want power. You want to raise the dead. You want to heal the sick. You want to cast out the devils. Well, nigga, mate, use the name of the Son of God, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus.
You got that right,
Jesus,
baby.
Jesus, 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 baby.
It's Jesus, baby.
That's
we got
right.
That rolling. It's Jesus all the way. Now, we know Jesus is the head nigga in charge. We know that Jesus is the master of the universe.
Yes.
We know that he is the master of the universes,
Amen.
Of the galaxies.
Thank you,
now,
Francis.
We have new people all the time listening.
Yes.
You know, we have over a billion people listening. Now, to let you know that this Jesus is the master of all the universes. Everybody knows Jesus. When he goes to a university, everybody gets their attention. You know why? Because on this planet Earth, he died. There's no other son of God that ever has died
right.
and have became the father of the planet. The Father Jehovah allowed that because this planet was in trouble. And Jesus said, I have a plan. See, there's no other son of God, and there's trillions of worlds that have done that. And so this Jesus is special because he planned this whole world. He planned the trees. He everything, how we breathe air, how our body works. This is kind of like a new experiment with physical
right.
bodies. See, everybody else has celestial bodies. See, we have a physical body. Why we have a physical body? Jesus, in all of his intelligence and wisdom, gave us a physical body. You know why? For we can overcome, become gods and goddesses. And then, two, if we fall, the earth don't come crashing down like it did before in the celestial realm. Because when the Father had the worlds, Adam and Laiva, at Tibidome and Laiva, known as Adam and Eve,
right.
he had it, but then it was very fragile. It could be hardly no sin. If it does, it would just crumble down. Things will happen. You know, Atlantis, you heard of that, the continent of Mu. All
right.
these were real back in the beginning, and they came crashing down. The father got kind of like, hey, I'm not thinking about having the body, you know, them having to become gods and goddesses. I'm thinking about this having to go up as a spirit. That's what a lot of Christians think, that we
yes.
have a Christ. But no, you have a physical body. Your physical body is transfused and transmutated into a glorified body with Christ atoms. And it's atomized, and you have your physical body. There's no spiritual body about this. It's spiritualized with the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, but it's a physical body. That's the difference. And Jesus has a physical body. See, that's why he's known all over the universe. No other planet or anything has this physical body but Earth. And plus, you're supposed to qualify to come here to do that. A lot of people have qualified back in the day. The people come today, they don't qualify. A lot of them don't qualify. Their rollouts, we'll get to that later. But moving on, that what we're saying here is about this physical planet Earth is for us to grow. So if you fall, it's okay. Now, you know, we see all kinds of things on planet Earth. You see nigga bites with drug addicts. You see all this stuff. You see everything goes on. You know, just like in Star Wars, there's one movie, they came to a planet, and everything was gone. People were shooting this person.
Right.
Shooting everything like that. It's the same thing on Earth. They shoot you. They do this. They do this. It's all kinds of stuff. So the point is, you can overcome. Even though it's negative, by having the Christ Holy Spirit,
Amen.
You can become perfected only by the Holy Spirit. It's a power. You, my brother said, you can't be perfected. Yes, you can. You got to have the power of the Holy Spirit to be perfected. And Jesus, when he died and on the cross there, and then he said, what was he saying, my brother?
Elohei,
when he said that, everything just changed.
Right.
And then, you know, did you know that people started walking in physical bodies? Their bodies became resurrected.
That's right.
Immediately after that,
by Jesus,
people came out of here, started walking in
yes.
physical bodies on the earth. People saw many, on the earth, saw many beings walking, resurrected bodies, walking physical bodies, resurrected, walking the earth. When that happened, they start walking the earth. Then Jesus, thinking of a merciful God, he went down to hell
Amen.
And preached to them about the keys, about who he was, about how to worship. He preached to them, and many of them were resurrected and came to earth and started walking the earth. You didn't know that, but yeah, they walked there with a physical body. It's no
right.
spiritual body. It was a physical resurrected body. See, a lot of Christians keep thinking of this spiritual thing. It's a spiritual phenomenon, but it's a physical body. We keep our physical bodies, but it's resurrected. You know, it's infused with atoms, and it's atomized, yeah. and it's transfigured into a god or goddess. That's the highest.
Amen.
Now, some people become you can become a resurrected Christ, too. You can die and become resurrected and also a god.
That's
you know, that's powerful. That's what Jesus is, you know.
Right.
You know, and there's a few others that can do that. But only very few people can do that, you know, beings. And usually they're seven spirits, you know.
Right.
They can do that. But as we continue, this God Jesus is recognized all over the universe. That's why, because he's the Father, he's the Creator, he's the Sustainer. He has jurisdiction over the Holy Ghost to disperse the Holy Ghost to each individual. That's power.
That is
no other. Even Jehovah don't do that.
God
Jesus do that. It's no other being that does this in the universe. Only God Jesus. He has power over the Holy Ghost to disperse it on each individual. He has that power. Now, he does that. You know, he's our Father. Just like I said, he's our Redeemer. You know,
yes.
he's our Creator. This God Jesus is everything to us. You know, he's all in all because he's the one that created this earth. He created our bodies. He created our bodies, the breathe air and all the circulatory systems, everything. God,
Jesus,
intelligence did that.
Yes.
Not Jehovah, God, Jesus did that. This is a different kind of three-dimensional deal. This only happens on earth. You know, usually people are in the light, walking and dealing, but no, we're in air. We have some light, but it's kind of captured up. It's
right.
not exploded. It's not, we can't see it. We're kind of hidden from it. We're protected from it by the ozone layer and all that. But pretty soon that's going to come, that's going to be done away with. We'll talk about that later. But
Amen.
Right now, we're living so we can do, you can do everything on the sun right now. Things will happen, but not to the extent if the Holy Ghost were here full force.
Right.
You know, you have to have the Holy Ghost. And God, Jesus is giving you time to get the Holy Ghost. That's why we're here. He's giving you time to get in love with him. So you praising him, you can get that Holy Ghost. Because, see, that Holy Ghost is your Savior.
Yes.
See, that's your Savior, too. See, Jesus is your Savior. I'm not saying he's not.
Right.
But then he gives you his Spirit, which is the same name. The Holy Ghost is the same name as God Jesus. God Jesus, the Holy Ghost. God Jesus, the Son of God.
Right.
You know, same name. That power you have, and you become perfected, like my brother said. My loving brother said, you can become perfected in the Holy, but through the power of the Holy Ghost. That's the only way. You can't take classes. You can't give pimps money to think you're going to get to heaven. That ain't working. That's a lie. This is a big lie. They're lying to you. They say they're lying. Jesus said he's lying. We're saying they're lying. They're lying. That you can't get to heaven that way. Only way is by getting on your knees and asking for forgiveness of your sins to God Jesus. And then you say, God Jesus, give me the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And then you start praising God Jesus for the Holy Ghost. You can't get it any other way. You're not going to get no bonus points for going to church. You're not getting no bonus points for going to prayer meeting, for cleaning the church. It doesn't matter.
What about singing in the choir?
Singing in the choir, usher board, it doesn't matter. You're wasting time.
Oh,
you know, it doesn't matter on that stuff. You think it matters you get some bonus points? Let me tell you, you're not getting no brownie points, zero. You don't even see that. He's looking at your heart, what you do in everyday life, how you live your life. That's what it is. Are you praising him within your consciousness? It's not so much going to a church building. You can and do it. But the highest worship is individual worship to God Jesus, personally, to God Jesus, the Holy Ghost within you,
Amen.
All in you, all through you, the cosmic energy mingling with the intimate Christ within you, all around you, praising that Christ force. It is a force. A lot of people don't want to hear, especially Christians, they think it's a new age. No, it is a force. It is spirit. It is Holy Spirit. It is life. It is energy. That's what
yeah.
it is. It's energy. And so this energy moves in us. It grooves with us. It keeps us young. It helps us grow youngified. It helps our mind to keep it youngified, to keep it alert. It helps us to become perfect, perfection. All Jah Jesus did this. This is all Jah Jesus. Nobody else but Jah Jesus built our bodies. You know, our bodies is full of life. It's so life. Back in the day before they had embalming and all that, our bodies used to come to life. If you live a pretty decent life, they can't die. It's hard to kill his body. Why do you think you see drug addicts barely making it? They're still alive. You say, how is that person alive? This is wrong, that's wrong. Jah Jesus' body, it's full of life. He put life in it. He knew exactly what he was doing. He put life in this body. This is a dynamic body that there's nobody in the universe that has but you people on earth. It's treasure your body. It's dynamic. Some people say, oh, they want to die, and they go, let them do that. You have the free will to do what you want. But let the truth be told that this is a body that wants to live forever, youthified, glorified in Jesus' presence. And it can be done, and it will be done with people here. It's people doing it all the time. And it's an individual thing. It's not no one great day, and the Bible scripture says, you know, all your clothes is going to fall off, and you're going to go, no. It's going to happen individually. Like Enoch of old, the first seventh spirit to do it. You know, he walked with God. He walked in faith. Faith is more than belief. You can believe, even the devils believe and tremble,
right.
But you have faith. That's much higher. Then you get to the love of Jah Jesus. As you love him, as you love the Jah Jesus, Son of God, as you love the Jah Jesus within your
Amen.
Consciousness, the
yes.
Holy Spirit, then you become perfected by love, praise, and gratitude of that Jah Jesus within you, that Holy Ghost within you, and you go into perfection. So you see why this Jah Jesus in the universe is hell. He built this world for us to live, to overcome. He's the only one that's done that. You know, he's famous. You think people on the earth are famous? This being is famous throughout the universes. And then we have the audacity on the earth not to say his name. You say, Lord? What the hell are you talking about, Lord? Why don't you say his name? Or you say, Father. What kind of deadbeat prayer is this? You say, oh, Father, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, how can you're praising the Father in the name of Jesus? The Father has no jurisdiction on this earth. The Father gave everything to the Son. Why you keep praying to the Father? And you're not thinking about Father Jesus in your consciousness. You're thinking about Father Jehovah. They go within your consciousness. The Holy Spirit knows all things. It's going within your consciousness. And you're saying, Father Jehovah. It's not Father Jesus, and you say, Father, in the name of Jesus. That's a raggedy prayer. Come on. Father, in the name of Jesus, that don't count. He don't hear it. Nobody hears a prayer like that. Let's get down to it. They don't hear it. You're wasting time. That's why you have the shut-in list and all this stuff, pray for the sick. Hey, you should be healing the sick. We talk about praying sick. Do you know the ancient churches, when they did come together, they healed the sick? They have the energy moving in them. They have the Holy Ghost. They have the speaking in tongues. They have the interpretation of tongues. They have all the spirit gifts working. The healing, the gift of healing, the gift of teaching, the gift of what's the other gift, my brother?
Word of wisdom.
Word of wisdom.
Prophecy.
They have all these gifts working. If you don't have that, it's a deadbeat church. You should just leave. You're supposed to be live. Just like it's so live, you don't want to leave. You'll come there and get healed. You would come to that church and be healed. You would get a blessing. If it's not a blessing, it's a deadbeat church. You know, let me tell you, it's a deadbeat church. Why waste your time? You're wasting time. That's why the churches are falling down. Nobody's going. They're not going anymore. They shouldn't go. Jesus said, oh, the churches are falling down 47%. Yeah, they should. 50%.
That's right.
They should. They ain't teaching nothing. You know, you're wasting time. If you want to go in there and play church, go. You want to play with the Holy Ghost? Go there. You know, you're playing. Sometimes you're playing with fire when some people have and you don't, and you're playing, you're not living it. That's dangerous.
Yes.
But, you know, if you're seeking Jesus, it's best to seek him. And you, when you start seeking him, the Holy Ghost will guide you what to do, when to do it, how to do it. And going back to this job, Jesus, he is magnificent. I'm telling you,
Amen.
This being is something else. When he goes to other universes, people just go around. They say, oh, God, Jesus, it's a pleasure to have him in our presence. And here was the favorite planet he has. This is his favorite planet. He came in human form. Now, you always looking for a human God to praise and to worship. You have one, you don't do it. You have one that came, you don't do it. A sad case. You have one, you don't do it. You don't even say, you're so lazy, you don't even say his name. You say, Lord. What is it? Lord who? Beelzebub? Lord who? Lord Krishna? Who? What Lord? It's many lords.
That's
it's
right.
Many gods. It's Lord Buddha under Jesus. It's Lord Krishna. It's Lord Zoroaster. It's all kinds of lords under Jesus. He's the Lord of lords.
Amen.
He's Lord over lords. Gods over gods. You know, you're under his administration. Yes, but who do you worship? You can't say his name. He's the main God. You can't say his name. Don't believe me. Try it yourself in the worship. Try him. Seek him. You will find. When you seek, you find. If you don't seek, you never will find. If you never, that's in anything. If you never seek and try to do it, it's never going to happen. It's just not going to sit here and just happen. Oh, I believe in Jesus. Just sit there and nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. You got to say the name. If you say somebody's name, they look at you. They like that. If you say, hey, man, hey, man, hey, man, they ain't going to look around. No name.
Oh,
what do you think
nigga,
about
yo
Jesus?
Nigga, yo nigga.
Yeah, like my brother said, yo nigga, yo, no, yo nigga. They ain't going to even look at that.
That's right.
You know, they're not going to look. But if you say their name, God, Jesus, oh, that gets the attention right there. Even if you say Jehovah, you don't even say Jehovah.
Right.
You know, you don't even say that. You know, he has no jurisdiction on earth, but you don't even say his name. You know, you just say Father in the name. That's a deadbeat prayer. It doesn't go nowhere. It doesn't do anything. You're wasting your time on planet earth. I'm telling you right now, that's why your prayers are not answered. You're not praying to the true God. My brother gave you the scripture. My loving brother gave you where it's found. So you have no excuse. So then if you do accidentally die, those judgment angels will come after you because we're telling you live with a voice. Now, the Holy Spirit is telling each one who the Spirit, who this God is. It's
right.
Telling everybody. You know, the Holy Spirit is telling you in your consciousness. You may not be listening, you know, because you have these fake prophet people that try to fake you out. They're wolves in sheep's clothing going around saying this and that, but they will be exposed. You don't need to worry about them. It's a lot of them around. Or if they say, oh, you know, there's another Son of God, there's this and that. Don't believe him. There's only one Son of God, and that's Jesus on this planet. That's all you need to worry about. There's
right.
Other Son of Gods on other planets. That's none of our concern. We're concerned with this three-dimensional earth right now,
yes.
Getting us straight here before you can go into the fourth dimension, before you can be with Jesus. Now, if you die, you don't be with Jesus. Let's get that straight. You do not be with Jesus. Jesus in Colab, he has his own throne, you
Amen.
Know. He has his own throne. So if you want to be with Jesus, you may see him for things, but you can't reign with him. You won't be around him. You think you will? You think you're going to have a fried chicken dinner? Hell no. You will not have no fried chicken dinner with him. People think he's going to sit at a big table with it. No, 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 no. The overcomers, who are those? The gods and goddesses who overcame the flesh, who made this flesh divine by
yes.
Praising Jesus. That's the only way. That's not loving, brother. That's the only way. Loving and praising Jesus. Our prayers are loving and praising Jesus. That is a prayer. When you want to pray, you pray and you love and you praise and you give gratitude to Jesus. That's a prayer. Your prayer when you're begging and stuff like that, that's no prayer. It doesn't get any higher than the ceiling. When you love, praise, and gratitude in your prayer, it goes high. It levitates. It starts to smell like rosy red. I mean, it's glorious. But when you have the deadbeat prayer, oh, Lord, you know those prayers. You hear them all the time. Or they say, Father, in the name of Jesus. not going nowhere. Not no name, no God, wrong God on this planet, Father. When you think about Jehovah, first of all, no name, second of all, it's just like, it's all wrong. Then you're trying to include, well, I'll put Jesus, because some scriptures say, oh, I'll throw Jesus in the name of Jesus. Now, how can you pray Father Jehovah in the name of Jesus? It's not the Father's planet. It's Jah Jesus' planet. You should be praying directly to Jah Jesus. He's the Lord. He's the Father. He's the sustainer of this planet. You know, that's who you should be praying to. That's who you should be giving love to. That's who every other universe gives love to. Now, every other universe gives love to this master of the universe, and we here on planet Earth, when he came down in a physical body, we can't say his name. We can't acknowledge him. We say these ungodly prayers that go nowhere, and you keep saying them. And see, the thing about, we're telling you how to do it, so it's going to be more on your hands to sing, because now you hear an audible voice telling you. Before, you heard the Spirit, the Son of God, Holy Spirit tell you, but and you have the scriptures. Now you're hearing the audible voice, especially on earth.
Right.
Now, as you brothers and sisters know, we're here on earth. People hear us on earth. They're hearing us in hell right now. They're hearing us live in the heavenly realm, the celestial realm, which is thousands of realms. So we have our trillions of people listening to us. And we're on the earth here, so we can talk directly to earth. But the people in hell, you know, they're coming out of hell quicker than you doing your things here on the physical plane here on earth. You know, you're still stuck. You're stuck in your prayer. You're stuck what you're doing. You're stuck. You got to get unstuck by the power of the Holy Ghost. That's the only thing that can get you unstuck is the power of the Holy Ghost. People in celestial realms are listening and becoming more illuminated. What about you, brothers and sisters on earth? Why don't you wake up and smell the roses and come to this loving Son of God, Jah Jesus, and his Father, Jehovah? Because when you praise and Jah Jesus, you're automatically, my loving brothers, praising Jehovah. And when you're praising that ghost, holy, Holy Spirit, Jah Jesus, you're automatically praising Jah Jesus, and you're praising Jehovah. See, Jehovah gets the praise when you praise Jah Jesus. When you praise the Holy Ghost within you, Jah Jesus and Jehovah gets the praise. Either way, somebody's getting the praise. They're supposed to. So all you need to do is start praising. Jah Jesus, baby.
Jah Jesus, baby. But you hit it right on the thumb. It's my sweetheart brother. You nailed it on the head, and you hit it on the nail. Glory to Jesus Christ. I tell you, that was fantastic. I can go home now. I can do the canon, but I guess we got a few more moments, don't we? Because you did it good. You did it fantastic. I love it. I love you, my brother. You gave the needle on the record. I'm telling you, saints of Jesus Christ, you heard it live, and you are hearing it live. We're not off the air yet. I know I said I was ready to go almost, because I said, I'm saturated. I'm sitting back with thumbs up and Christ in. Because, see, like my sweetheart brother said, you got to praise the living Christ within you. You got to recognize this life force, this living Christ is in us, around us, and through us. He owns the planet. He's cosmic Christ. He's great. The historical Christ, the living being, the intimate Christ, the Holy Ghost. You heard it, and you have no excuse. You see, this is a divine reality. You need a reality check. You need a wake-up call. Get up your lazy duff and worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Recognize this power. There are people from all walks of life and many varieties of faith that are coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because we make him real here at Son of God University, Jah Jesusi Christ International. You see, this is real. This is so real, and we are enthused, and we are on fire because Christ has put his fire in us. And Jesus prophesied through his prophecy, and you should be baptized not many days hence with the Holy Ghost and fire, you see? And this power is real. 14th chapter of St. John, it states, you believe in God, believe also in me, Jesus. Look at that, you see? So you people going around saying, you know, only God can forgive sins. No, Nickabyte, Jesus forgives sins. God, Jehovah, lovingly and happily and joyfully turns everything over to his majestic, almighty Son of God. Jehovah, Elohim, has given all authority, all power. Well, you don't believe it? Matthew, the 28th chapter. We said it before, and we'll say it again. Verses 17, 18, 19, 20. And they grabbed Jesus by the feet, and they worship him as he was about to ascend up on high. This is the glory of the Christmas season. This is the glory of the Good Friday season. This is the glory of the resurrection season. This is the glory of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is alive. He's not a deadbeat. You go to many sages and many other religions, and Muhammad, or Krishna, or this and that, and Buddha, and you might find a few deadbeat bones in the tomb. And what's that other cat's name? Tutankhamun, King Tut. And you know, and he's over there hanging out in the tomb, eating on some sage or whatever. Glory to Jesus. Glory. But you go to the sepulchre, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre over in Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Israel, and you will find no bones of Jesus. You will find no dead body of Jesus, because I saw him when he rose up, and he had his thumb on his nose, and he was ascending to the heavens, and he told Magdalena Maria, he said, "Don't touch me not until I ascend to my Father and to your glorious Father, my glorious God and your glorious God. Tell my disciples what you have seen, and you have seen the Lord of Gloria." You see, so there are living witnesses, my sweethearts. There are eyewitnesses and vibrational soul witnesses. You are quickened within you to know that this Jesus Christ is real. You are quickened within you by the powers of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ lets you know that what we are saying is solid truth, the whole truth. There's nothing but the divine truth, so help us, Jesus Christ. Ted Cruz knows it's true. President Obama knows it's true. What's the candidate's name? My son, Donald John Trump knows it's true, and he likes it. And also, the Honorable Dr. Ben Carson knows it's true. T.D. Jakes knows it's true. Dr. DeLore knows it's true. Rod Parsley knows it's true. Paul Franklin Crouch, my good friend that passed on into the heavens, knows it's truth. And I tell you, the truth is the truth. The truth plus truth times truth equals truth. The truth and energy work together equals true energy, you see, because this is a reality. This is divinity. This is copacetically divine, my sweetheart, brothers and sisters. If you want to be happy for the rest of your remaining life, and then you can get the abundant life so you can keep living, and you can live past, way past 120 and be young, you will be a happy chick like we are, you see, because happiness starts with Jesus Christ. The love, the gratitude, all that thanksgiving, it lifts you high. Chanting and praising the name of Jesus, it youngifies your body. It zubifies your body. It thrills the cells in your body. The cells wake up, and the DNA jubilates. And your spirit is copacetically energized. Your body and the spirit together, which is the soul of humankind, gets excited. Then the will, your mind, and your emotion, they dance together. You see, like my sweetheart about to say, that the physical body was not meant to croak. It was not meant to die. It was not meant to go down in the dust. And the book of the Psalms, the 89th division, and various areas of the Psalms, it said the dead do not know nothing. The dead do not praise thee. But the living, oh, Jesus, we shall praise you. For the living shall live by the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. Our spirits praise Jesus Christ's Holy Spirit. Remember, Jesus is a holy God. Jesus Christ, the holy God's Son, and his Spirit is Holy Spirit. It's great and grand, divine, magnanimous, magnificent. Now think about that. The Bible says, no, you're not in the book of the Corinthians. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Look at that. Your body. People say, well, you know, your spirit man, the spirit dwells. Wake up, silly heads. Not only your spirit man, but the physical body. Like my sweetheart brother said, the physical body was made by the Lord Jesus. The DNA of the eternal energy raptured in our physical body brings us up into the atmosphere of the stratosphere and the ionosphere and the hemisphere. That's why the book of Thessalonians over there and the Thessalonians, and they shall all be caught up to meet the Lord Jesus in the air. What is to be caught up in the air? You're being caught up in the Heiligen Geist, or the Una Roca, or the Ruach, the Holy Spirit, the almighty energy, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the second book of the second chapter of the book of Exodus. And when the Pentecost was fully come, they were all together in one court and one accord in one place, and they were magnanimizing, worshiping Jesus Christ. And as they were worshiping Jesus Christ, it said the place was shaken when they were assembled, and they began to speak with divine other tongues as the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ gave them utterance, sweethearts. This is real. It's a reality, sweetheart. You get high in the Holy Spirit. All you weed smokers, come this way and inhale the Holy Spirit. I guarantee this will get you higher than high. This will take you high on top of the universe. This will take you within the realms of eternal life. Jesus said, come to me that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. It is all through loving, gratitude, thanksgiving, adoration, dedication, sanctification, mortification, purification, and Jesus Christ. This Christ light is real, sweetheart. This Christ light is for all. This worship to the Son of God is for everybody. Kenny Johnson, everybody, all over the universes. It's not just for me. It's not just for my brother. It's not just for Sweetie Joy. It's not just for Zomia. This is for everybody, even Queen Margaret Livingston. This is for all saints of Jesus Christ that want to worship Jesus Christ. It's time. It's overtime. That's why we are the revival. The revival ain't coming. It's already here. But to the closed-minded, high-pimp churches, it's not there. Oh, saints of the Most High Jesus, stop giving your money to those deadbeat churches. They're not worshiping Jesus. Those churches should be turned into an aerobic center, or they should put weights in there. We can pump muscle and build big chests and big thighs and big arms and a medium head. Glory to Jesus Christ. But you see, sweetheart, darling, babies, we love the churches. We love everybody. I love Donald Trump. He's a Presbyterian. And we love Donald Trump. And we love the Presbyterian church. They play classical music in there. You see, oh, darling babies, wake up, sweethearts. We're not condemning the church because we believe what Jesus says. Jesus, in the third chapter of the St. John, verse 17, it says, for the Son of God, Jesus, did not come into the world to condemn the church or the world, but that the world through Jesus Christ might be saved. John, the third chapter, verse 16, it says, for Elohim so loved the world that God, Jehovah, sent his begotten Holy Son, Jesus, that whosoever loveth, liveth, believeth, and worshipeth him shall not die, but have everlasting life. That's the Holy Spirit version. That's the perfected version. The King James version says, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Now look at that. You believe in the Son of God. And then you say, who is the Son of God? He got the name. The Son of God is Jesus Christ, a.k.a. Jesus Christ. So if you know who the Son of God is, and you come to the Son of God, and if you don't know the Son of God will make himself known to you by the powers of the Heiligen Geist, the divine spiritus, the Santos, a Holy Spirit. You will know. You will not be left ignorant, my loving sweetheart. We love you, the canon. We thank you. We adore Jesus. Oh, Jesus, thank you for your majesty, sweetheart. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your mightiness, and we, together, we want to chant your name,
Jesus, baby.
Good day.
Good day.
Good night. Good love. Good mercy. Good God Almighty. The canon.
Jesus, baby. Yes, it's all about Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus, baby. We're rolling with Jesus. The canon is playing, and we enter Jesus.
That's right, baby. Have a good night.